Wrestling Buddies, GameSpot's wrestling podcast, both wrestling friendship and wrestling with friendship. I am your host, 40 over 40, Matt Elfring, and with me, as always, is none other than Chris Hainer. Chris, how are you, sir?
Join the Dark Order, Matt. Join darkorder.com. I'm great, and you know how you know that?
How?
We're in the room together. We're in the room where it happens.
I look forward, and I see two lights on either side of your head, and in the middle, your face.
Oh, I look forward, and I see on one side of your head a television. Yeah. On the other side of your head, three disappointing, very flat cups of quote-unquote Diet Pepsi. And in the middle, I see your face.
That's true. We have an episode that could not be contained until next week.
No.
Well, it depends how long it takes me to edit.
We just couldn't wait. So we need to try to keep, like, on point here. So
no way.
Have a bunch
no
to way. Edit out. No. Look, yes. Will this be a 3-hour episode? Absolutely. But still.
Chris, this is the only time this is ever going to work in the history of the show.
Uh-huh.
We have a delicious tasting menu for this evening.
Yes, we do, Matt.
Delightful. Mm. It's not delightful. No. Chris, what's on the menu for this evening?
Matt. Look, we've talked about WWF New York. We've talked about the WCW Nitro Bar and Grill. We even talked about Pasta Mania. These were all things that went out of business, and thus we couldn't patronize them.
Yes.
I have not been to Hulk Hogan's Weird Beach Restaurant in Clearwater, Florida yet. But Matt, we're in Dallas. We're here for WrestleMania 38.
It is 38. I've written a lot of articles about it already.
WrestleMania 38. And for some reason, WWE has decided to open up a ghost kitchen based out of IHOP, the International House of Pancakes, called WWE Smackadillas, where it is a bunch of quote-unquote wrestling-themed quote-unquote quesadillas. And Matt, damn it, we ordered all five of them and mozzarella sticks and drinks, and we're gonna go through each and everything.
Let's get right into this. Chris, we've been in Dallas for not even 24 hours. We've got a lot of stuff going
on. Not even 12 hours.
Time is irrelevant. Uh-huh. I'm so close to being like, they don't wear masks in Texas.
They don't. It's very weird. Also,
ignore all that. So we decided night one, there's nothing better than punishing our bodies.
That's right. Before a day filled with 5 or 6 wrestling shows.
And I've got Cliff Bars for us to be sustained through them. We ordered for the IHOP Ghost Kitchen.
Yes.
We got everything.
WWE Smackadillas.
Chris, what are the names and what is on these Smackadillas? Or as I've been calling them, Smackadillas. They're Smackadillas.
Smackadillas.
But Smackadillas. Or as I call them, Smackadontas.
Which is probably more correct. Well, Matt,
how much did these cost?
Okay. They kind of range from $9 to $12.
Wow, that's, I'd say, there's a lot of food on that, though.
Well, what I will say is, keep in mind, and we'll get into this, they all come with a dipping sauce.
Do they?
No spoilers. Matt, we haven't gotten to, like, the adventure to get the food to the hotel yet.
Yeah.
But, okay, so here's what we got for the menu. There, you have 5 options, and I'm going to run through them. First up, Matt, you have the cheesy chicken champion, crispy chicken tenders, poblano queso, chihuahua cheese, avocado with a side of sour cream for dipping or drizzling.
Okay.
Then you have powerbomb pizza.
Oh, God.
Crispy mozzarella sticks.
Really? Were there? I didn't
know. We'll get there. Chihuahua cheese, roasted Italian cherry tomatoes, pepperoni with a side of marinara for dipping or drizzling.
I have the most conflict with that description.
Once we get into the food, we'll talk about what they delivered versus what was promised. The spicy superstar, spicy serrano pepper, onion and pickled jalapeno relish, avocado, chihuahua cheese, pepper jack cheese with a side of poblano queso for dipping or drizzling.
Mm-hmm.
The Onion Rumble, the worst name of all of these. Caramelized onions, crispy onion rings, Swiss cheese with a side of sour cream and onion.
I super want to talk about that one too.
I mean,
I'm excited to talk about that one very much.
And lastly, this is the Cadillac. This is the only one of them that rises up to $12 American, Matt.
Ooh, in this economy, right? That's a gallon and a half of gas.
Chicken versus ranch. Crispy chicken tenders, ranch, bacon, pepper jack cheese, avocado with a side of ranch for dipping or drizzling. Now, Matt and I are scientists. We're journalists, Morgan.
We are journalists. But that's not all we got, though.
So you have a choice of three sides at this place. You have macho mac and cheese.
No, it looked gross.
It looks gross, and it's like it's hot bowl of creamy mac and cheese. That's how they advertise it. I was like, I'm out.
None of those words sound appealing to me sexually or just for my hunger.
Don't call something a hot bowl of anything.
No, never.
Figure four fries, which are just shoestring French fries. That's it.
I've been to Steak and Shake. I know what French fries are.
Yeah. And then what we got, Matt, champion cheese sticks, six crispy mozzarella sticks with a side of pepperoni ranch for dipping.
Okay, let's get right into it. There was no pepperoni ranch dipping sauce.
Matt, let's get right into it. There was no dipping sauce, period. We bought the cheese sticks.
Yep.
We got all five Dillas.
Yes.
Not an ounce of dipping sauce, which, spoilers, there should have been, because a lot of them were dry as hell.
Let's even get more into it. We ordered this from the old Uber Eats, which is how you order food.
Yes.
Especially for this. After an hour, it was going to take an hour to get here. After an hour, it said, it's going to take another hour to get here.
Uh-huh. And it still took longer than that. And we will not say the name of the Uber Eats driver.
I would love to, but we don't know his name.
That's true. Also, the person who dropped off the food was not even, according to the app, a woman was dropping off the food.
And this was a man.
And then a man in the coolest car of all time dropped it off at a certain point.
He had a white car with seafoam green rims.
Yeah.
And there was like seafoam green like racing stripes. And I was like, this guy, when I saw the car across the street, I'm like, I hope this is the guy.
I was like, Matt, that's not him. That's not them at all. And then he stopped. And I was like, there's bags in the passenger seat. Did he say at some point? Oh, because like what happened? Okay, so at a certain point, they disappeared. And we didn't know what happened, just that they were gone. And then I was reaching out to them. I'm like, hey, are you okay? We didn't know if they got in a wreck, if they got pulled over, if something happened, if they got extra stops they had to make. They finally got back to me a while later. We're like, oh, yeah, my phone went dead. I had to go buy a charger. Which is, that's a whole thing.
That's very weird.
Also, according to the app, they were 2 minutes away. Then they had to go get a charger, and suddenly they were 20 minutes away. And it's just.
And then he got there, he dropped off the food, and he's like, oh, my wife or girlfriend or whatever was being such a bee, and she wouldn't stop talking. I'm thinking, oh, yeah, women, right, bro? But I'm not thinking that, actually.
Women be shopping.
Yeah. And then after he dropped them, you're like, that was supposed to be a woman. I'm like, oh, he is so mean to his wife. Shit's her job. They took her job.
And so all the food was cold. All of the cheese was congealed. We ordered two Diet Pepsis and two unsweetened iced teas because we want a little bit of soda, but we want it like, Matt and I are both unsweet tea boys.
I love me some unsweet tea.
What we got was four of the flattest, lukewarmest Diet Pepsis I've ever seen in my life.
So I worked in a movie theater. It was my first job. You had to change out the fountain on occasion.
Yeah.
It's very easy to tell when the carbonation is out. If you're filling these cups up and you're like, oh, the carbonation is out, I would say you probably throw it back, which leads me to believe, did something happen to him where all the carbonation out of the drinks disappeared on his trip here? His 2 hour trip, 20 minutes away, maybe.
Yeah, but like,
I wonder if he just had it in the car for so long that it died, because all the ice was also, if there was ice in it in the first place, I don't know. It was all melted. In fact, there had to have been ice in it because we tasted it because we're fools.
It was disgusting.
And it was like super watered down, super flat Diet Pepsi. There are now 4 full cups of Diet Pepsi, quote unquote Diet Pepsi, in this room. And then Matt graciously went downstairs to the lobby and just bought sodas for us to drink.
I mean, because I've had a lot of water today. Drink your water, guys. Here's a reminder, drink water. Hydration's important. I just needed a soda. I need to, because I
need the bubbles.
These Dillas.
When we pulled them out of the bag, it was clear, like, oh, this is going to be an experience.
A journey. Like, we are on a journey.
We are on quite literally the road less traveled by.
This is the road to WrestleMania that we're on.
Yeah.
It's a terrible road.
Honestly, this is the real road to WrestleMania. Between us and WrestleMania is 5 quote-unquote quesadillas. Now, so, Matt, let's get into the food.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm just going to put this out there. They're not quesadillas.
Not at all.
A quesadilla is a very simple thing. You put stuff in a tortilla. You either fold the other half of the tortilla on top of it, or you put another tortilla on top and you press
and
it
then
down
you,
like that.
And you cut it.
And you cut it, yes. They took one giant tortilla. Have you ever, Matt, I know you're not on, you don't really do TikTok.
I'm not a TikToker.
There's this TikTok trend where people are doing essentially this, but with a variety of items, where you cut the, you lay off the tortilla and you cut one cut halfway up the tortilla, and then you put a thing on each quarter of the tortilla, and then you just kind of fold it up into a little sandwich pocket.
Okay.
That's what this is.
And that's fine, but don't call this a...
Well, they're called smackadillas. Not quesadillas. Here's what else I'll say. They're not good.
The smackadillas range from acceptable if there's nothing else open to the worst things I've eaten in months. I'd say months.
I'll say this. If you're drunk and you end up at this place at the end of the night, you end up ordering this at the end of the night, you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
Order from literally anywhere else. Now, I know what you're saying. We can't order from this place. It's only open at WrestleMania. You're right. But still.
You're also lucky.
Yeah. I'll go through some of my takeaways.
Okay.
I didn't taste cheese at all through any of them.
There was
a cheese texture.
There was congealed cheese.
There was congealed cheese, and there was a texture of cheese.
I did definitely taste cheese when I was eating the mozz sticks.
Yes. Because Matt also, thank Christ, our hotel room has a microwave in it. Matt nuked everything.
Yes.
Yeah. We did get there. I will say, yes, there was some mozz taste.
Can you imagine
the mozz in the cheese sticks, even though the cheese sticks were kind of soggy and gross.
Can you imagine if we didn't have a microwave? How different this episode would have been.
Like, we would have just been angry instead of befuddled.
We wouldn't have recorded it.
No, we would have just kind of like, all right, put on Ready to Rumble.
Yeah.
I'm ready to move on from this.
Let's start with
yeah, the where do you best. Want to start?
Let's go with the best. Let's start with the positive.
Chicken versus Ranch.
Chicken versus Ranch. It's got a great name.
It's a fight.
It's
fight night.
It's not dry.
It's not dry because it's slathered in ranch dressing, which is weird because it also is supposed to come with a side of ranch dressing, and I feel like that would have been too much.
Yeah, it was chicken, avocado, ranch,
bacon.
Bacon, maybe some cheese of sorts.
Ooh. I think there was probably a cheddar or something. A cheese. We just didn't taste it.
It was acceptable food.
It was acceptable. It was not dry, and that's the key here. If I had to pick a favorite, it would be that one.
Same here. Let's go to your second favorite. We'll see if we deviate from here.
Wow, my second favorite.
Because let's just go to the worst. We know what the worst is.
What?
It's the Powerbomb Pizza Smackadilla.
Okay, here's the thing. Matt, you made a comment to me.
Yeah.
You noticed that, like, that was the first one I went back to.
Yes.
And there was a reason for that, which I will now explain to you. I couldn't believe that it could be that bad. I felt like something had to have been off, and like maybe we got a bum piece of it or something. So I had to try it one more time just to make sure. Because in theory, Powerbomb like a pizza quesadilla sounds incredible.
It could be good. It could be good.
Sounds really good. But
with a capital B.
Just a big old but.
Here again, I'll read what they say is in it. Mm-hmm. Crispy mozzarella sticks were not in there. In it. Chihuahua cheese, probably.
Maybe
some sort of cheese. There was a white substance cheese, but
I don't
there.
Think it was Chihuahua.
Roasted Italian cherry tomatoes.
Nope.
Not in there. Pepperoni and a side of marinara.
Pepperoni was the
pepperoni was in there. Cheese, some kind of cheese was in there. There wasn't a side of marinara, but it was slathered with marinara, but it was terrible marinara.
It's the worst marinara I have. You know, like a bad marinara out of a can that like appeals to children.
Well, it's like when we were eating, I said, Matt, this tastes like elementary school pizza that they just make it mm-hmm. on like a piece of toast. Mm-hmm. That's what it tastes. It was that marinara. It's like they went to a local school here in Dallas and robbed the kitchen.
Robbed it?
Yeah. They stole from children.
Oh, my.
Vince McMahon stole marinara sauce from children and slathered it on a smackadilla.
Vince McMahon is the man behind smackadillas.
Yeah. He loves IHOP, Matt. Are you telling me Vince McMahon doesn't love IHOP?
He doesn't go out to eat very often, but when he does, IHOP.
Yeah, because it's international.
It is international.
WWE's a global company.
Global company. Got to go somewhere international that has yeah. all types of food from America.
I want a Belgian waffle.
I'll take pancakes with strawberry syrup.
Ooh, that's so... Chinese? I don't
know. South African?
That's the weird thing about... I don't understand the international house of pancakes. Like, I want, like, a Japanese take on a pancake.
Ooh, I bet that'd be delicious.
I know!
What if you get, like, one of those, like, Japanese, like, those egg-like squares that they do?
Ooh.
With I don't know the name of it. It starts with a T, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But, oh, man, those are delicious.
Also, have you seen the Japanese scrambled egg situation where they put... Where they... It's very lightly scrambled, and they put... They sort of... almost omelet it and then put it over a bed of rice and cut it open, and the yolk kind of just drips out.
I'd be into that too.
Oh, it looks so good.
Let's go to Japan.
I mean, it'd be better than eating this. Matt, also want to know, this was supposed to have a side of marinara. It was not there.
The marinara was inside. It was terrible. Everything about this was terrible. This is the worst. It's the worst thing I've had for a meal. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say since the pandemic started. I can't think of a worse meal. And I had some bad meals when I was in Hawaii, too.
Wow. You know what? Maybe same. I'm trying to think of, like, stuff that I had that I really didn't like, and this might top the list.
Because pre-pandemic, the last meal I had out pre-pandemic was at the Tonga Room in San Francisco with you.
Oh.
Shared drinks.
What a wonderful night that was.
Don't remember what I ate, but it was probably delicious.
Yeah, I don't remember what I ate.
That place is really good. Okay, now let's go to second.
Let me go to my second favorite.
Let's go second.
And I think this is where we're going to fall, like, differ. My second favorite is the Spicy Superstar.
This is where we differ.
I love the Spicy Superstar. It is serrano pepper, onion and pickled jalapeno relish, avocado, chihuahua cheese, pepper jack cheese. It's a spicy boy.
It is a spicy boy.
I'm a spicy boy. I like some spice.
Same.
So I bit into some of them jalapeno, mm-hmm. some of that jalapeno. I thought it was really good. Was any of it high quality ingredients? Absolutely not. Did I notice serrano pepper? Absolutely not. I noticed there was the onion and the jalapeno.
There was no serrano pepper in there.
No.
It was avocado, caramelized onions, the jalapeno, and then the cheese.
Yeah.
That's it.
I liked it though.
That for me was my second to least favorite, mainly because it was a hodgepodge of things they had in the kitchen. It didn't feel like everything went together.
And you said this when we were eating it, and I agree with you. If it had a protein to it, like, it could easily jump up.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even need, like, a meat protein, even if you had a vegetarian protein. Like, a real... God, put a bean in there, man. That would be good.
Like a black bean
situation? Put some black beans in there. Oh, my God.
Also, I want to say all the things in here that have chicken, it's fried chicken tenders cut up. Give me some grilled chicken, because
grilled chicken better.
These fried chicken tenders, Matt, they're hammered so hard in that fryer that they're dry as a bone.
And that breading is super thick, and I don't like... I like the breading, like, for one piece, and then I'm done.
It's super thick, but also not seasoned at all. Did you notice that?
It's oil seasoning.
You're just tasting
vegetable oil.
But, like, think about a really good piece of fried chicken.
You got some salt, peppers. You got some seasonings in there. Ooh, depends on where you go, but it's always going to be delicious.
That's right. This was not that.
No, it was.
This was 100%. Oh, IHOP has a cache of chicken tenders. Let's just fry those up and cut them up and throw them at tortillas.
You remember, like, in America, before we gave a shit about eating good food? Like, I'm not saying, like, food that's good for you, because this isn't. I meant, like, food that tastes good. Like, if you go to, like, a fried chicken joint now, the fried chicken's going to taste good. If you go to any restaurant now outside of, like, the chains, you're going to get, like, good. Like, that's what we care about now for food. Like,
Foodie Nation, bro.
Yeah, this is from a relic of an era of, like, TGI Fridays, Applebee's, Denny's.
But, like, I feel like a step down. Well, first of all, I would, like, first of all, Matt.
I'm not bashing Denny's. Denny's is a...
No, at TGI Fridays, we're eating good in the neighborhood.
TGI Fridays is terrible.
I would think that places like TGI Fridays, Chili's, places like that are a step above Denny's, technically.
But Denny's to me is drunk 2 a.m.
Denny's is easy diner food.
Yeah.
It's always around. I would always rather go to literally any non-Denny's diner than Denny's.
Yes.
But I still like Denny's.
No issues. But I mean, it's that era of like... you know, like, we know how McDonald's does things. We can do that with sit-down dining. No, you can't. It's no, bad.
Yeah. It's from the era of quantity over quality.
Yes. Yeah.
And we have become a quality people with food.
Thank God, because we were... I mean, I'd be dead from a heart attack then. I mean, thank God for the popularity of Asian food in America, specifically Thai, like, where it's, like, it's so much healthier food that we're getting.
Oh, my God, dude.
Vietnamese,
There's a Thai place back home that has become a favorite of Lord Pumpernickel and I. And I am, every time I go, I get the exact same thing because it's so good. And it's pad see ew with chicken.
Yep.
And it's those thin rice noodles and a bunch of grilled chicken and a bunch of broccoli and a bunch of carrots and and onions. And it's just the best. It's delicious. And like, it feels like indulgence, even though it's like a much better for you version of indulgence than like, I went to Panda Express and I ordered 5 sides of orange chicken and then I dumped it in the sweet and sour sauce. Like, no.
Like, I make like a yellow curry, like tilapia at home. And it's like, it's just tilapia. There's a bunch of stuff in the actual yellow curry, but it's like, it's coconut milk. It's like yellow curry paste, like fish sauce. And then it's just rice and vegetables. And it's very, very like, I will indulge the hell out of that. But at least I know like, well, it's not going to kill me as much as like a couple cheeseburgers is.
Absolutely.
Anyway, my second favorite was the onion one.
What?
I do. So here's the thing about
me. The onion rumble? I thought you hated the onion rumble.
I did not start actually really eating onions until like a few years back when I started cooking a lot because I just. Yeah, go ahead.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never liked
onions. I hated onions as a kid.
I still don't do raw onions really.
I can do raw onions.
But when I started cooking a lot, like when my wife and I both work all the time and she's tired, I'm tired. I start cooking more. Mm-hmm. I start cooking with onions more. And since then, like, I'm all about onions as long as they're not raw. But this one was like, this was a stupid quesadilla. Like, where it's like caramelized onions, onion rings, cheese. Was there something else on it too?
No, it was supposed to come with sour cream and onion dip.
It was so stupid.
No, that would have been great. I wanted to try that.
But it tasted good. I was really into it. So
I enjoyed it. That is actually my third favorite. I thought it was good. So if you hear that, there's some banging going on outside the hotel room.
Oh, no, there's kids.
Oh, no. We should invite them over to watch Ready to Rumble.
Not at all.
But no, yeah, I really enjoyed I enjoyed the onion one. Like, okay, I quote-unquote enjoyed the onion one. That is the cheapest one because it's just a bunch of onion rings inside of a tortilla.
One of two vegetarian ones.
Yeah. But also good for them to have vegetarian options.
Yeah. And I guess that leaves in the middle for us the other chicken one.
That would be my fourth favorite.
That was your fourth favorite. Oh, sorry. That's my third.
The cheesy chicken thing. And I'll tell you why, Matt. I can tell you exactly why it was a disappointment for me right now. And that's because listen to this and tell me what's missing.
Yeah.
Crispy chicken tenders.
Yes.
Poblano queso.
Yes.
Chihuahua cheese.
Yeah.
Avocado.
None of those things were on that. I mean, like, it was chicken, avocado, bacon, and like cheddar cheese.
There was no bacon in the cheesy chicken.
There was no bacon.
But the queso was missing.
Yeah.
No. And the queso, like, that was the driest one out of all of them.
Yeah.
The queso, like would, I think with a poblano queso, like a spicy pepper queso.
Yes.
It would have rocketed that way up my list, but like it was dry and gross and the chicken felt extra hard and stale and just not good.
Now I'm in heartburn city.
Oh my God. Brock Lesnar is going to give you the German heartburn.
I knew this was going to be bad.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would be like, aside from the chicken versus ranch, I didn't think it'd be that bad.
I didn't think it, like, look, we knew this was going to be garbagey.
Oh yeah.
Like when I explained to Lord Pumpernickel what we were doing earlier this week, they were like, wait a minute. You're going to eat all those? I'm like, well, we're going to order them and then take
bites. We did not eat all of them. We each had like...
But I want you guys to listen. I took all the leftovers and put it into a single container. And this is how heavy it is. Oof. Like, that's... Like, I see where the audio spiked.
You redlined it?
Yeah. That's heavy. There's so... There's a lot left.
We each took like maybe a quarter of each one.
Yeah.
Because I think by the time we were done, there was half a one. So we technically ate two each. Oh, God.
No.
One each. We ate one each,
yeah, essentially. I would say all told, we ate about one each.
And I feel gross. Really,
yeah,
really gross.
I don't feel great about it. I don't feel great about any of it.
I need like a yogurt and an apple.
I need an apple and like a 10-gallon jug of water.
I need Lipitor and...
I wish I brought my chewable Tums. Everything would be great.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been...
But this is going to be a bad eating weekend. That's the problem.
I mean, I think we can do things wisely. I think if we try, things can be wise. Like, so look at Mania. We'll be in the press box. That's usually catered. Just like, don't grab garbage.
I usually get a couple cookies and sustain myself on coffee last time we did this.
I usually get like, there's usually some kind of protein, and I try to like, cause you need protein is energy, man.
That's why I've got those Clif Bars back there.
But like, if you're like, have a Clif Bar and they're like, here, have some pieces of like steak or some pieces of chicken.
Depends. It depends how it's prepared.
It depends on how it's prepared. It depends on how busy we are in the moment.
But also we have SmackDown, we have Raw, and those are held in a venue where we'll have to buy
an NXT
awful food.
Matt, do you think that they have the soda cup with the food cup on top of it like they did at MSG?
I will buy that if they have it.
I know you will. That's why I want it. It's so stupid and weird, but like perfect.
I might drink at these shows. I'm back on my drinking. I'm drinking again, so might as well have a beer.
I might have a beer. I haven't had a drink. Wow. It's been a couple of months, I think.
It's been a couple days
for me. Not for any reason.
Drank Tuesday night.
Haven't been drinking. But, yeah. It's not good. It's just not good. It's all, like, also, spoilers, when you order all of them, it gets pricey.
Oh, I'm sure. Also, there's no... So they have stickers
on them. Okay, yeah, here's the thing. Thank you for reminding me about this, Matt, because this is driving me crazy. WWE Smackadia isn't a concept WWE came up with.
No.
They're just rebranding another shitty ghost kitchen that already exists here called Super Megadia. So much so that the bags... And the stickers, the bags that the food comes in and the stickers on the packaging don't say WWE Smackadia. If you go over to our Twitter account right now, I uploaded a photo of all of them in their boxes. And the stickers on the packaging says Super Smackadia. There's literally nothing about this that says WWE anywhere. So this is 100% a super quick thing that WWE put together at the last minute.
Good for them, I guess.
I mean, I'm sure they're making some cash on it.
I'm sure.
Yeah. It's literally the most business the IHOPs have had probably in years, I'm assuming.
I know, because like the pandemic's over, guys, in Texas. Let's go to IHOP.
Have you had any wrestling moments yet since we got here earlier today?
I saw three guys on my plane in AEW hoodies. Sick. One guy had eyeliner on. And I thought, like, man, I don't understand people get dressed up for planes. No, I got mad at a woman in the airport because she was, you know how they're calling your group up, Chris?
Yeah.
And you know where I'm going with this already. Uh-huh. So I'm walking. I'm in group four. I'm walking. I'm behind a woman. And then she just stops and she just gets on her phone. I'm like, okay, she's checking out her phone. The line keeps going and she's right where you line
up. She's not in group four.
I tapped her. I'm like, hey, ma'am. I didn't say ma'am. I was like, hey, are you in line like to go in? She's like, yeah, I'm in line. I'm like, oh, well, you can go forward. She's like, well, I'm group five. I'm like, then you're not in line. And I just like walk past, like, Jesus,
move, get out the way.
Like, have a concept of spatial recognition. There's people yelling out in the hall.
I've had some wrestling, as you know, because we've been texting back and forth all day during our flights. Sitting across the aisle from me on my flight was Bushwhacker Luke, which was incredible. He had his Hall of Fame ring on. I was like, I think that's Bushwhacker Luke, but I don't know. And then I saw the Hall of Fame ring, which I was there for his induction. That was a fun night. And then I was like, I looked up a picture and was like, oh yeah, those are the tattoos. That's Bushwhacker
Luke. Yeah. Yeah.
And as I told you, he just stared straight ahead the entire flight.
You have a 3-hour flight
and he doesn't do anything. Stared. He just stares. No headphones, no nothing. It's very odd. And then, when I got here, I forgot what hotel we were at. And I accidentally took an Uber to WWE's hotel.
Yes.
And I got there and I was very confused. Like, why is WWE security everywhere? Why is there an armed guard at the front of the hotel? Why didn't he stop me from coming in? And then I was like, wait, this isn't my hotel. This is WWE's hotel. And then Sheamus walked by me. And then I got into Sheamus's Uber because, like, I ordered an Uber to go to my hotel. And I, like, Sheamus and I, like, ships passing in the night, except in the middle of the day in Dallas. And I got his Uber and the driver was like, I just dropped off a wrestler. His name is Sheamus. Do you know Sheamus? I told him, I love you and Cesaro so much. I was like, dude, that's great. I'm so happy for you.
We got a number one bar fan.
Yeah. They don't just raise the bar, Matt.
They are the bar.
They are the bar.
So overall, Chris, thinking about this Smackadilla, this Super Megadilla experience, how would you rate it out of libraries?
A scale of 10 libraries?
Whatever scale you want to do for this one.
Okay, I'll give you the number and then I'll let you know how many libraries.
Okay, cool.
I'm gonna give this a solid 5.5 libraries.
Oh, really? Out of how many?
13 million.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It's not great.
I'm going 0 out of 2.
Oh, that's...
Yeah. Still 0.
Still 0.
Still 0.
Not good.
No.
I'd try the Chicken Bacon Ranch one again, like, in any port in a storm situation.
I am glad that I will never have to eat this again.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever said that about food.
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong.
All right. Well, that's it for this week. I don't know when this is going live.
This quote-unquote episode.
This might go live tonight. Who even knows?
Yeah. It depends on... It just depends.
It depends. Chris, any final words?
Ooh. Powerbomb pizza. We just threw up in our mouth.
See you next week. Hey, Editor Matt here, just to let you...
Editor Chris!
Chris, the bit's... You sound like you're just
And editor Chris.
Hey, editor, you don't edit the show at all.
I'm in the room.
You don't. Uber refunded the entire meal order.
The entire meal was so bad that Uber said, "Here's all your money back. We're sorry."
So we got the worst meal I've had in years, and that Chris has had in years, for free. That's how this journey ends. With us getting the worst meal we've ever had for free. See you next week.
Plus a $5 voucher.
Oh, a $5. We can get more Smackadillas.
No, no.
We'll see you guys tomorrow with our Smackadilla Part 2 episode, where we eat $5 of Smackadillas.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at WrestleBuddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.